You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. Welcome to part three of my three-part feature on the Flamingos, one of the greatest and most influential vocal groups of the 1950s. In part one, we focused on their very early recordings for the Chance label, from 53 into 54. Then on part two, we took their Parrot recordings, along with their Checker recordings, from 54 through 56. Now we start in part three at 1957, a whole new sound and a whole new direction for the Flamingos. You see, on Christmas Eve 1956, they added a new member, the multi-talented Terry Johnson. Since founding members Zeke Carey and Johnny Carter were both drafted into the military, the Flamingos hired Tommy Hunt and Terry Johnson to take their place. Terry Johnson was also hired because he could play the guitar. Since he was raised on pop music and not rhythm and blues or blues, Terry took the group in a brand new direction, focusing more on pop tunes. But instead of listening to me tell his story, why don't we have the Terry Johnson describe how he became a member of the Flamingos. You see, Terry had grown up in Baltimore, Maryland, the same place as Flamingos co-founders, cousins Zeke and Jake Carey. He formed his own group, The Whispers. They recorded some stunning records like Are You Sorry and Fool Heart for the Gotham label. They received regional airplay, but they never toured, and they never got that much promotion from Gotham. So by 1956, Terry saw the writing on the wall. He was going to have to leave the Whispers and join another group. Then enter the Flamingos. Here's what Terry told me.
You decide that the Whispers are probably not going to go anywhere, so you decide to join the Flamingos. Now,
Flamingos came in town, and okay. They played the Royal Theater. And we were all, you know, we belonged to the same synagogue, you know, we're black Hebrews. And I went to the theater to see them. I went backstage and told them I really enjoyed the show. And I let them know that when I was sitting out in the audience, it was a glow around them. It was a haze around them out of every other act that I saw. And I pictured myself, I saw me standing on the stage with them. I went backstage to tell them that, and they were a little surprised, and they asked me if I knew of any singers that could sing first tenor because Johnny Carter had been drafted into the service. And they wanted a musician. I said, well, I play guitar, and I sing tenor. And they said, what have you done? So I played the Whisper song for them, and they flipped. And they asked me, could I read? I said, sure. They asked me if I would come in and, you know, read some music and try out. And I said, sure, I'd be glad to. I came in the next day, and within about 3 months, I was with the Flamingos.
Remember the first thing you did with them?
Yes, it was The Ladder of Love at Decca Records.
Did you write The Ladder of Love?
No, I wish I did. It was a beautiful song. But that didn't get off the ground because Nate Nelson was still signed to Chess Records.
Uh-huh.
And so Chess put a stop to it. And I think we only had about 2 or 3 more months before Nate would be free. But
so
they,
wait,
you know,
was Nate was signed to Chess still as the Flamingos, or Nate, because they were, because the Flamingos had come off of Chess, right?
Right. And Nate was ready to go back and just do a single,
uh-huh.
You know. And when he met me and he saw there was a ray of hope here with the Flamingos, then he tried to get out of his, you know, he tried to get out of what he had signed with them.
Why couldn't you guys have gone back to Chess? Why did you go to Decca?
Chess wasn't the right label for us.
Oh, okay.
They were like more of the AM, you know.
Blues?
Yeah, R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you where my roots came from.
Right.
And my harmonies and my structures of arranging the music and vocals was more on the pop market.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because this at this point in the Flamingos' career, their music does definitely take a pop turn.
Yeah, it changed.
It changed, and very few groups could recover from that, could actually be successful after changing from their original sound. But the Flamingos is one of those groups that defies that. I mean,
yeah,
you could say that the second half of the Flamingos, with you involved, were even bigger than the first half, because you guys, I mean, the Flamingos scored their biggest hit of their career
a
couple of years later, and that was during the second part, the second phase
exactly.
of the Flamingos.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, why don't we hear Ladder of Love? Now, this is you singing first tenor on this?
Yes.
All right, well, let's listen to it.
Some folks want mansions and some want gold. Others seek wisdom and fame untold. And some want something they can't explain as they climb the ladder of love. The ladder of love is not easy to climb. The things we want most seem the hardest to find. Some want a little and some want a lot. Some are happy with what they've got. But I want someone here by my side as I climb the ladder of love.
Some want little, some want a lot. Some folks are happy with what they've got,
but I want someone here by my side as I climb the ladder of love.
Thank you. baby, my little darling, let me go.
That's a jumpin' little record, recorded on April 19th, 1957, and issued by Decca Records at the end of June. That's Tommy Hunt handling lead vocal on that one. That's Let's Make Up, the flip side of The Ladder of Love, a beautiful song with Nate Nelson on lead. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. And this is part three of my three-part feature on the Flamingos, as we handle the end of the Flamingos' career up through 1959, of course. They would go far beyond 59, but we're going to cut it off at 59 here on the Juke. It's during this period that Terry Johnson really took the group in a different place. They pretty much abandoned their rhythm and blues roots and turned to more pop-sounding tunes. But I'll tell you, the vocal harmonies on these records are unmatched by nearly any other group. At this point, the Flamingos had only had two charting records, both of those in 1956, with I'll Be Home and A Kiss From Your Lips. They wouldn't hit the charts again until early 1959. A minute ago, you heard Terry Johnson talking about how he joined the Flamingos, and how one of the early problems they ran into at Decca Records, their new label as of 1957, was that Nate Nelson was still technically signed to a solo contract with Checker Records. When Decca tried to release The Ladder of Love, the Chess Brothers gave them a hard time. And so, in order to avoid any problems, Decca did very little promotion behind the Flamingos. For that one and the rest of their Decca output, let's dig on their next Decca release. It was recorded on August 15th of 57 and issued in October. Featuring Nate Nelson on lead, here are the Fantabulous Flamingos with Helpless.
Fish without the sea, I would surely cease to be if you left me helplessly alone. With you here by my side, I'm a king on a throne. There's
love burns so deep. Where there is room for only you, and I am happy to feel your love is true. In you, sometimes it's strange when things go wrong, it just won't change. So what you say,
temptations hard to fight. I know you'll do what's right. You gave your guarantee that you'd save your love for me.
When I'm alone without you, I'll have my faith in you.
My faith in you.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Scott Moeller, and contributors Barry from Riverside. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
Where Mary go, go I.
Where Mary go, go, go I. Where Mary go, I live by. I follow Mary long ago,
Square dance. Saturday in the movie, we romance.
Where Mary go, 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 I.
The Flamingos with Where Mary Go. That's an odd little record that sounds to me like it belongs on a movie soundtrack from the period. It features Nate Nelson on lead vocal and Paul Wilson doing the spoken word part. That was recorded at their last session for Decca Records, which was held on March 5th, 1958. Decca decided to wait and not release that song until July of 58. On its flip side, an equally odd song, The Rock and Roll March, featuring Jake Carey on lead. Jake, who was a co-founding member of the group, was also their bass singer. He gives this song a very unique sound for the Flamingos. This caps off Decca's original run of three Flamingo singles before deciding not to renew their contract. That was okay with the group because they felt that Decca hadn't done a very good job of promoting them, and they hadn't. Here are the Flamingos on the Juke in the Back with the Rock and Roll March.
Hey, singing a song to the birdies above. Why don't you 1, 2, 3 rock and roll with me? Yeah, walking along to the rock and roll lick. Maybe I'm digging the rhythm and blue. Well, I'm walking along with the craziest chick. I'm stepping along in the happiest shoe. Why don't you 1, 2, 3 rock and roll with me? Yeah. Oh boy, what a hop, I'm blowing my top. You never get rich from digging a ditch, so why don't you stop? Get in the swing to the rock and roll march. Love it if you can feel the beat. Well, we moved along to the rock and roll march. We moved along, so again I repeat. Why don't you 1, 2, 3 rock and roll with me? Yeah. Oh boy, what a hop, I'm blowing my top. You never get rich from digging a ditch, so why don't you stop? Get in the swing to the rock and roll march. We love it if you can feel the beat. Well, we moved along to the rock and roll march. Oh, we moved along, so again I repeat. Why don't you 1, 2, 3 rock and roll with me? Yeah, yeah. Hey, pretty baby, I'm a march. All by myself, I'm marching. Up to the road of my heart, yeah. Yeah.
The Rock and Roll March by this week's featured group, the Flamingos. It's part three of my three-part series on one of the most influential vocal groups of the 1950s. Well, after those three unsuccessful singles for Decca Records, you'd think the group would have been down on their luck. But not the Flamingos. Luckily for them, Richard Barrett was a fan. Now, Richard was the lead singer of the Valentines, and he was also a big proponent of the Chantels, and just bringing great groups over to George Goldner at End Records. Goldner, who was riding high with Little Anthony and the Imperials at the time, wasn't too interested in signing another vocal group, but Barrett kept on him, and eventually he would agree to sign the Flamingos. Their first session for End Records was held on September 26, 1958, and in October, End released their first single, Lovers Never Say Goodbye, backed with That Love Is You. And man, just like that, the Flamingos were back on the charts, topping out at number 25 on the R&B lists and crossing over to number 52 on the pop charts. Let's hear once again from our special guest, Terry Johnson of the Flamingos.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Lovers Never Say Goodbye, Baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a beautiful record. Now,
that
did
was
you write
the first one that I wrote?
You wrote that one.
Yeah.
Now, why did you write it? Was there an inspiration for that song?
I was in love. I was in love. I was in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I met this girl. Her name was Elsie. She was such a sweetheart. And I had to leave, you know, to go to the next job. And we were in love. She was crying, and I was, you know, like, I've got to go. She said, I don't want you to go. And I had to go.
Aww.
So she said, well, I guess we're going to say goodbye. And I said, look, lovers never say goodbye. She started smiling, and she said, I like that. And I liked it so much that I wrote a song about it.
The vocal harmonizing on that record is absolutely amazing.
Hey, thank you.
You guys just blend together as if you're one. But you're how many guys? Five?
Yeah, the six after Zeke got out of the service. I'm singing the baritone part on it, and the tenor, the repeat. Famous part, there's no reason to cry. And I do the talking, so long, darling. So I'm doing so much on it, people don't know.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Please wait for me.
Oh, making the day. I found a love that's true.
The Flamingos' second single for End Records, issued in February of 1959, But Not For Me, a tune composed by George and Ira Gershwin back in 1930 for the musical Girl Crazy. You hear Terry Johnson and Paul Wilson sharing the lead vocal on that record. And it really is the precursor to I Only Have Eyes For You, since it's also a standard. Now let's flip the record over. Here's I Shed a Tear at Your Wedding, with Tommy Hunt handling the lead vocal. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Flamingos, this week on The Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
I'd shed a tear at your wedding, wishing the groom was me. My heart will break in two when you say I do. Tell me, does this have to be? Your mother arranged for the
I'll miss you. I know you'll never be free, and I'll shed a tear at your wedding, dear, wishing.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week's selection is a flamingo song that appeared on two separate Flamingos single releases. It's At the Prom, and it was originally issued as the B-side to Love Walked in March of 59. Then, As I Only Have Eyes for You was released in April of 59, End Records pulled the single back, took the original B-side, Goodnight Sweetheart, off of that record, and reissued it with At the Prom as the B-side. This song once again highlights Terry Johnson and Paul Wilson sharing lead vocal. Here's this week's Great 78, The Flamingos with At the Prom.
I remember that first night we kissed, when I held you closely in my arms and I kissed your burning lips. It was love then, and it's love now. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Tell me, can't you see?
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Shadows away.
Love Walked In. Man, that song is so haunting. I just love it so much. That's the Flamingos and their third single for George Goldner's End label. It features Terry Johnson and Paul Wilson on vocal and was issued in March of 1959. I'm Matt the Cat, and over the last three shows, we've been featuring all of the Flamingo singles from way on back in 1953 when they debuted on the Chance label out of Chicago. We then moved on through their Parrot, Checker, and Decca releases. Now here we are at the Flamingos' biggest record. It was their fourth single issued by End, and it was released in April of 59. I Only Have Eyes for You was probably recorded on Halloween 1958. The song was a standard, having previously been a huge hit for Ben Selvin in 1934. Fellow rhythm and blues group, The Swallows, cut it in 1953. I find this kind of interesting because the Flamingos once called themselves The Swallows, and both The Swallows and the Carey cousins are from Baltimore. So I feel like there's just a connection between those two groups anyway. Here's Flamingos guitarist and vocalist Terry Johnson to tell us how they came about recording I Only Have Eyes for You.
George Goldner loved us so much that he bought us and he wanted us to follow through and do an album. So he and Richard Barrett had the Chantels, mm-hmm. and also the Three Degrees, mm-hmm. later, and they picked out these standards because they wanted us to do something similar to the Platters, you know, the nice music, the pop music style I brought in. He wanted me to do something special with all of the songs. And I heard something in I Only Have Eyes for You. I was playing around with it, and Nate said, why don't we come up with something different on this, like the Voyage Boat song, the Russian thing, Pull Away Now. And I played around with it on my guitar, and I fell asleep, and I heard it in my dream.
Really?
I heard Doo-Wop Cha-Bop, I heard the chords, I heard the way we open up, I Only Have Eyes, the full harmony of it. And I was supposed to lead it, but I had a funny voice that day, and I let Nate sing it, and he did a great job, I must say.
I think the reverb is one of the things that really makes that record, too. I mean, it just...
Well, it was different how we had the vocal, Nate, he was not too much reverb on his voice, just a touch. The main vocal, the main reverb was on the background, mm-hmm. the harmonies, and that's what really gave it a really haunting sound, mysterious sound.
Absolutely. Do you remember that session?
Yes, I do.
Was there anything unusual about that session?
It was a Bell Sound in New York City, and the thing I remember the most is that, you know, Jacob Carey, he was short. He was the shortest one in the group. And we had George Goldner, he was the president of N Records. He had sent off about eight or ten telephone books. So Jake could stand on these phone books and be able to sing even with everybody else. So his voice would, you know, he was a bass singer.
Yeah.
I remember that very well. I remember it was Smiley. He he asked me if I heard anything from him for him to play on the guitar, and he had that vibrato on his guitar, and I had him to do that down, 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 the harmony to what I was playing on my guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was very nice session.
Now Bell Sound, would they have like one or two microphones, and that's it?
Well, I think they had more, but you know,
were they hanging from the ceiling?
No. But see, in those days, like you didn't have the what's the word I'm looking for? You didn't get it.
Multi-tracking.
Like, multi-track, right? You know, you had to do it all at once,
mm-hmm.
with the musicians, with the orchestra, whatever, and the vocal. So it had to be. And if you made mistakes, if the track was good and the record company said that sounded good, that's what they would go with. If you made a mistake, you just had to, the mistake was on the record.
Were the musicians in the room with you at that time, or were they in another room?
Same room. Yeah. They had like a little separation for us, but they were still the same room.
Now, remember when the record came out?
Oh, yeah.
And everything. I mean, everything really came together for you guys at that point.
Right.
What was the tour that you went on after that? Remember?
Oh, man. It was Sam Cooke, Little Willie John, Roy Hamilton, James Brown, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. That's when James Brown had the famous Flames with him.
Mm-hmm.
Etta James.
Mm. Miss Peaches.
The Baby Washington.
Oh, wow.
And David Baby Cortez.
Man, that's a tour and a half.
It really was.
Well, I think we should play the record.
Hey, that's a great idea.
It's been played millions of times, but, man, we never get tired of it.
And it's our national anthem.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. Come on, come on.
The haunting I Only Have Eyes for You from April of 1959. It was led by Nate Nelson and became the Flamingos' biggest hit, hitting number 3 on the rhythm and blues chart and crossing over to a whopping number 11 on the pop lists. We'll hear its original flip side, Goodnight Sweetheart, at the end of the program. The success of I Only Have Eyes for You led to Flamingo tours and major appearances at the country's top theaters, like the Apollo in New York, the Royal in Baltimore, the Uptown in Philadelphia. End Records continued to issue singles. Many of them were new recordings of standards. And the group chugged along until about mid-1961, when Tommy Hunt snuck off and recorded a record as a solo artist, Human. He tried to keep it from the rest of the group, but they of course eventually found out, and the Carey cousins were not happy at all. So Tommy left the group, and soon after that, so did their guitarist, arranger, and vocalist, Terry Johnson. He first formed a group called the Modern Flamingos, and then the Starglows. He took Nate Nelson with him to the Starglows, and they cut a tune called Let's Be Lovers, which was issued on Atco Records in the summer of 63. Paul Wilson stayed with the Carey cousins and the Flamingos until 64. And even though the Careys kept getting new vocalists, nothing was really happening for the Flamingos. Jake Carey died on December 10th, 1997. Zeke Carey died on Christmas Eve in 1999. Solly McElroy passed away on January 15th, 1995. Paul Wilson died on May 6th, 1988. We lost Johnny Carter on August 21st, 2009. And the great Nate Nelson was the first Flamingo to pass away on June 1st, 1984. Thankfully, Tommy Hunt and Terry Johnson are still with us. In fact, if you get a chance, you should definitely check out Terry Johnson's group, the Flamingos. They're still performing around the country and sounding better than ever. You can find out more at theflamingos.com. I want to thank Terry Johnson for coming on this week's Juke in the Back. The Flamingos were justly inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001. They're also in the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, and the Grammy Hall of Fame. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you dug the last three shows on the fantabulous Flamingos. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week right here in your source for 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues, The Juke in the Back. I want to leave you now with another beautiful Flamingos ballad. This one was issued in April of 1959 as the flip side to I Only Have Eyes for You on End Records. Nate Nelson is once again handling the vocal. Here's Goodnight, Sweetheart. Goodbye, everybody. I'll catch you on the flip side next week.
Still
of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.